Hello and welcome. I'm Alec Hogg. You've read the headlines on biznews.com, watched the interviews on BizNews TV, and caught up on the BizNews briefing. So let's talk about what the latest developments mean for your money. This is the Editor's Desk exclusive analysis for BizNews Premium members. It's Friday, the 28th of November, 2025. Glad to have you with me. Well, there's been quite a lot of conversation on the investing channel of WhatsApp, and indeed, we've got a special channel for the Ricardo portfolios. And there's unhappiness, I suppose, amongst some of the tribe that they've taken so long to get out of Lesaka. And there's even been a few people saying, hey, but why are we selling Lesaka? It's such a great stock. Well, not so sure. Maybe it is, but I'm very comfortable and very confident that HCR is going to be an even better stock. And the interims for HCR came out yesterday. You can get the details on that on BizNews. So we've got a little piece about it. And more than ever, I'm excited about this one. But essentially, what's going on at HCR, the big story for the moment is the Venus Field in Namibia. That's a Total, the big French giant. Remember, they are the ones who are going to develop that. They should get to tell us when they are going to develop it or what the cost is going to be, etc., early next year, so, or at least in the first half of next year. So things are happening on that oil project, and HCR is also pretty invested in gas in South Africa. And this morning we got information coming out of the PIC, that is the state pension fund, a couple of trillion rands of public servant pension funds are in there, talking about how they are now going to be investing in the gas sector in South Africa. So suddenly things are happening. And in fact, on Monday morning, I'm going to be interviewing the new president of what's called Gas Hub, which is the private sector organizations that are looking to get involved in the gas sector in South Africa. So it's like there's been a switch that's been switched on oil and gas. And so where do you make your investment if you are starting to appreciate the value of the resources that the country has? Remembering that the energy spokesperson for the DA, James Lorimer, has said at one of the BizNews conferences in London when we went over there in May last year, that the gas opportunities, the oil and gas opportunities, the resources in and offshore South Africa are like another gold boom, another Wits Basin, or another diamond strike in Kimberley. That's how big they are and that's how exciting they are. And that at the moment, the world is looking to Namibia as the big oil and gas province. But actually, it will be South Africa. The only problem, James said, was we got really pathetic legislation, and that now appears to be changing. It's almost like the ANC's woken up and said, whoa, or maybe they've got a few nudges from the GNU partners, but said, whoa, here's a big opportunity that we're sitting on in this country, and we've just let it lie fallow. Let's get involved. Let's get moving. Let's not chase people away with ridiculous demands for the Zuma guys. 80%. They wanted 80% carry for the BEE pals and the state. And of course, none of the oil majors were prepared to go and do all the exploration work for 20% of the upside. I mean, really. Talking about the Zoomers, they're back in the news again. Big story on BizNews today from the Financial Times of London, our partner in London. This is all about Duduzile Zuma, who's now proclaiming innocence at the South Africans who've landed up in the front lines fighting Ukraine on behalf of Russia and just wanting to get out of there and get home, because they say that wasn't what they signed up for. They signed up to be trained to be bodyguards to Jacob Zuma, who is a man that these poor souls idolize. And Duduzile herself was supposed to be training with them. it's just an awful story. But the FT has done a very good piece on it. Monica Mark, the South African correspondent, with help, no doubt, from her colleagues around the world, has put together an excellent piece. That's on BizNews, and that's there for you to go and read through. Also today, you'll pick up a very interesting story from SLR, Simon Lincoln Reader, about a guy he went to school with called Conrad Koch, who got hold of him and came to see him about the next big thing, which turned out to be Amway. Well, let's not call it a pyramid scheme, but certainly it is, what, multi-level marketing. And apparently this Koch guy was pretty unhappy when Simon said, no, this is not the next best thing. This has been around for a long time, and no, I'm not going to participate. Now, Conrad Koch is also the man behind the puppet Chester Missing. He's quite an outspoken person, this comedian, and I'm not sure he and Simon are great friends from the way you read it, because Mr. Koch has recently had a go at the Kiffness, and there has been something of a spat going on social media, and Simon has given a little bit of context to all of that. It's a really good piece. I mean, Simon writes beautifully, and this one is from the Daily Friend, and we have republished it today, but well worth going and having a read of that too. So you've got lots of – oh, there's also a story that you should be reading from The Economist, how to short the bubbliest firms in this apparent bubble. And I say apparent because not everybody believes it is. Not everybody believes that the world is going to end or the stock market world is going to end. There are some who see that things really have changed, that exponentially growing companies, once you do – and I keep suggesting to those who question these things, just go in and go and have a look at, on a spreadsheet, just put in 30% every year as a calculation and see what happens to the number that you start with after a period of time, after 5 to 10 years, if it grows at 30%. And those are the kind of growth rates, minimum, that are being predicted by the AI major players, the gorillas in the gorilla game there. Anyway, I just think that it's something that we've exponentiality is something that we as human beings are, we're not built to understand it. And so sometimes we need to really just go and do the numbers, and then they show you what it looks like. And if you see what it looks like, then somehow the numbers that are being reflected on equity prices don't look that crazy and that out of range. If you're growing at 30% a year, and I'll keep using our example of the Web Trader portfolio. You remember we started it in December 2014. We started with 2.25 million rand. And when we closed it off a couple of months ago, it was at 11 million rand. And you think, whoa, that sounds amazing. What's that? Five times nearly. Well, the growth rate, the exponential, the compound growth rate per annum, compound growth rate per annum was 21%. Okay. So your 21% growth, you go from 2.25 to over 10 million rand. Well, there we go. Okay. So numbers sometimes baffle us, but if we get to see them ourselves directly, then they don't baffle us so much anymore because you can see it in black and white. Okay, well, I hope that you've enjoyed our efforts these past week. We're quite proud of what's going on with our BizNews briefing and the way that that's developing. It's getting a good rhythm. It's finding a place, hopefully, in your viewing schedule. There are two excellent, excellent interviews that my colleague Chris Stain has done that you can pick up on BizNews TV. The latest of those was with Wayne Sussman on the by-election results this week. Wayne does a great job of it, and he and Chris had a fabulous conversation on the by-election, something that we should all be paying more attention to because it's a quantifiable temperature gauge of the political situation in South Africa. And if you are sitting in Luthuli House as a member of the ANC and you see these by-election results of the past week where you were beaten in, you were, three of your safe seats were taken away from you, you've got to be a little bit concerned, probably not just a little, very concerned at what's coming down the track. In particular, because you've just had the G20 where Cyril Ramaphosa was positioned as a statesman, and it doesn't appear as though the local electorate gave two hoots about it, because the way the by-elections came through, it certainly did not give any vote of confidence to the ANC. There's some good news in there for Patriotic Alliance. There's good news in there for Action SA and also for the Democratic Alliance. So go and have a listen. It's a cracking podcast, but then so are most of those that we put onto Biz News Radio and Biz News TV. Thanks for being with us. I'm going to leave it there for today. Keep your eye out for the premium newsletter this afternoon for links to our freshest published content. Thanks for trusting us with your time. I'm Alec Hogg. Until Monday, cheerio.